Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information. Today is part five of our six-part deep dive into the O-1B visa. You can go back to our last several episodes to catch up if you missed them. This series is about the often convoluted language in the USCIS regulations that gets glossed over and misunderstood and can lead to mistakes, delays, and RFEs in visa applications. One criterion for the O-1B requires evidence that the artist, quote, has received significant recognition for achievements from organizations, critics, government agencies, or other recognized experts in the field in which the alien is engaged. Such testimonials must be in a form which clearly indicates the author's authority, expertise, and knowledge of the alien's achievements, end quote. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, because, well, what does this mean? What do you need to show to satisfy this criterion? And why do so many people make mistakes in this area? I'm podcast producer Mike Pulcinella. As always, I want to mention that this episode of the podcast and all our episodes come from articles that were written by immigration partner Lynn Walker. The articles appear in full on her LinkedIn page, and these are part of a six-part series, as I said, covering important topics about the O-1B criteria. Lynn will be following that up with the O-1A series that you won't want to miss. And of course, we'll be covering it here on the podcast as well, so you always have options of how to get this material. But I do suggest that after listening to the podcast, you head over to LinkedIn and follow Lynn Walker. She posts many articles of interest to the immigration law community, and there are links often in the articles that we can't give you here. So I highly recommend you check out her feed and follow. And as always, please spell Lynn, L-I-N, when searching for her content. So let's get back to today's topic about the O-1B. And I, of course, will speak in the first person, but these are Lynn Walker's words. So one more time, let's review the criterion again. The O-1B requires evidence that the artist, I'm going to need a deep breath here, quote, has received significant recognition for achievements from organizations, critics, government agencies, or other recognized experts in the field in which the alien is engaged. Such testimonials must be in a form which clearly indicates the author's authority, expertise, and knowledge of the alien's achievements, end quote. Don't forget, I'm a professional voiceover artist, so don't try that at home. But anyway, to satisfy this criterion, you must make a three-part showing. And the first is that the artist has received significant recognition for their achievements, as they said. Two, that such recognition must be from organizations, critics, governmental agencies, or other recognized experts in the specific field of endeavor. And three, that the documentary evidence submitted must clearly establish the organization, critic, governmental agency, or expert's authority, their expertise, and knowledge of the artist's achievements. Now, first, many people think that they can or should file an O-1B petition with 10 or more testimonial letters, and that this will somehow make up for the weakness in the documentary evidence submitted to satisfy other criteria. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is the equivalent of ordering a sandwich and receiving instead a roll smeared with copious amounts of mayonnaise or ketchup or any other condiment, and nothing else. Yes, it's still edible, but is it an extraordinary sandwich? In my experience, filing an O-1B petition with so many testimonial letters is a big red flag to the adjudicating officer. I usually recommend 5 to 7 testimonials at most, with at least half of those being issued by independent experts in the field. Second, care must be taken to identify the experts. How many years of experience do they have in the field? Have they all worked with, taught, or supervised the artist in question? Or worse, are they related to the artist? And I'm sorry to break this to you, but nepotism does not work for O-1B petitions. So what are their qualifications showing that they are an expert in the field? How do they know the artist? What can they confirm about the artist's achievements? These are all essential questions to answer before securing a testimonial letter. Third, what exactly does USCIS mean with regard to, quote, significant recognition for achievements, end quote? Well, according to the USCIS policy manual, quote, the evidence must establish the beneficiary has received significant recognition for one or more achievements from an organization, critic, government agency, or other recognized expert in the field. The word significant in this criterion modifies recognition rather than achievements. Accordingly, although the beneficiary must have one or more achievements, the significance of the recognition is based on who is recognizing the achievements." End quote. And here is where you'll find a link to the USCIS policy manual in Lynn's article on LinkedIn. That's why I suggest you go there. So to wrap this episode up, here's your pro tip for the week. It's the same as last week and the week before. Read the regulations and USCIS policy manual carefully and ensure that you are providing documentary evidence that satisfies the entirety of the criterion, not just a summary of what you think it means, or worse, only what you have evidence to show. Check in with us next week for the sixth and final episode of this series. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. If you'd like to suggest a topic for our podcast or have any questions about your particular business immigration situation, please contact Lynn at lwalker@miner.com. That's lwalker@meyner.com. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship between you and Miner & Landis LLP. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.